Blog Talk Radio.
She is running 100 miles an hour in the wrong direction. She is trying, but the canyon's ever widening in the depths of her cold heart. So she sets out on another misadventure just to find she's another 2 years older and she's 3 more steps behind. Does anybody hear her? Can anybody see? Or does anybody even know she's going down today? Under the shadow of our steeple, with all the lost and lonely people, searching for the hope that's tucked away in you and me. Does anybody hear her? Can anybody see? She is yearning for shelter and affection that she never found at home. And she is searching for a hero to ride in and save the day. And in the walks her Prince Charming, and he knows just what to say. Momentary lapse of reason, and she gives herself away. Lofty glances from lofty people that can't see past a scarlet letter, and we've never even met her. If judgment looms under every steeple, if lofty glances from lofty people can't see past a scarlet letter, and we've never even.
And welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio, coming to you live on this Tuesday evening, We're in the middle of a four-hour set. That's right. Right, Bonnie? We're in the middle of it. And we have two more hours still to go here for you. Next hour will be Media Michelle Fletcher. Be joining and taking your calls. And this hour, though, psychic medium Sonic Nova is our guest here on the show. If you want to speak to Sonic, the number to call on in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard as well. And all of Sonic's contact information to set up private sessions are all listed right on the show page with phone number, website, all right there. And easy ways to contact Sonic. And if you go to Sonic's website, one of the many great things that is listed is the contact button that you can go ahead and click on as far as to chat online. And as long as it's not the show, like this 1 hour of live show, you'll be able to chat live with Sonic. So that's great. It's not a operator somewhere in Asia or somewhere else that, so wherever it may be. So that's a great way there as well. Okay, so as you guys are calling into the show, 347-884-8245 is the number. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? And let's go ahead and bring in Sonic Nova to the show. Welcome back, Sonic.
Thanks, Mike. How are you?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Really good, thanks. Doing great, thanks.
Okay,
busy
well,
girl.
Great. Yeah, I'm sure. I know you are. So I guess
yep,
that's a good
always
thing.
Always and forever. It's great.
Yeah, that's the way life is sometimes.
Yep, but, it is that way. Kind of busy. It's a good thing though. Absolutely.
Right. Okay, well, great. Did you want to kind of sprinkle in some calls in between a topic, or how did you want to?
Yeah, let's, you know, what's easier for me is to, because if we get with calls and there's a lot of people, we won't get to do a topic, so I'll make a quick little topic.
Okay, great.
That I'd like to talk about in terms of, you know, we have spiritual health. We have physical health, we have mental health, we have emotional health, and I'd like to talk about how they all come together and how disease comes from our thought forms that then manifest in physical form, and that's from our beliefs, our toxic beliefs, I should say, and also, obviously, of course, there's environmental that causes sickness right now on the planet. There's a lot of people that are sick, but one of the things that I want to suggest for people is you need to remedy at this point, because we are being poisoned in the skies with chemtrails. We're being poisoned. Our water in the cities is all poisoned, you know, so everything is like a mess, and people need to remediate and take care of their bodies, because that's the vehicle that you travel on while you're here. So that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about, is for people to actually do detox cleanses of heavy metals and radiation and all that. It's very important, and it goes hand in hand with actually people that are going through emotion, or sometimes the emotions affect our physical body, and we have emotional toxicity, and that's the thing I can help you with, and also healing sessions. But more importantly is for people to really be mindful about doing supplements, and I want to recommend a supplement to people. You can go to my website, sonicnova.net, and go to the supplements part, and that'll take you to Living Technologies. There's an amazing product I discovered that's called Mirror EPA, and that product will detox the heavy metals out of your body. It'll detox a lot of the pollutants and poisons that we're experiencing in food and experiencing in our water and in our air. And I'm just highly recommending for people to do that on a consistent basis, so that you don't end up getting sick with cancer or some other terrible diseases that are out there. And it's pretty economical. I mean, a whole ounce bottle will probably last you about 2 months, and it's $105. And really all you need is that one bottle to get you cleared up, and then to be on a smaller dose on a consistent basis just as a prevention. So that's it. That's all I wanted to talk about, Mike. It's pretty simple. So he must be in the other room taking care of the people there. But, you know, just to think about, you know, we need to think about our health and we need to think about our well-being. And, you know, you have this physical vehicle that carries you forward. And if you don't maintain it and you don't take care of it, guess what? You're not going to be around very much longer. Then you won't have problems. But in the meantime, you know, I believe in quality of life instead of being sick all the time and having all kinds of problems. So I think it's a good remedy that I'm suggesting for people. Anyhow, there it is. Mike, are you there? Guess he left me here high and dry with all you guys. That's funny. That is too funny. Anyways, let's see. I don't know if... There you are, Mike.
I'm back.
Okay.
I was in the screening room. Were you ready for me already? Okay. You ready for
calls? I'm ready for you. Yep.
Oh, okay. Yep. Great. I was screening calls, getting them ready for you. So,
all
righty. Great. My assistant was telling me, Michael, she said, because I can't hear anything in the screening room.
It's I know.
Me and the caller. So, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
That's what
great.
I figured.
Yeah. Thank you. Let's go to Atlanta, Georgia for our first call. We're going to bring Randy on into the show.
Hi, Randy.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. How can I help you today?
I was wondering what you would have to say about my place of work. I'm having a lot of difficulties there, having a lot of problems with my boss. And just kind of what you're seen on that, I guess.
Okay, can I ask you a favor, Randy? Where are you located so I can kind of remote view the situation and get a better feel for it?
Well, I live in Atlanta, Georgia. Actually, Marietta, Georgia. It's a suburb of Atlanta. And I'm in my apartment right now.
I mean, where is your job? Is it in Marietta or is it in Atlanta?
It's actually down south of Atlanta in another suburb called Lithia Springs.
Okay, great. You have a Lithia Springs there, too. How cool. Springs. Okay, let me tune in. Yeah. Lots of tension between you and, I guess, is your manager? Is that who you're referring to?
Yes, manager, boss, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I will tell you why. And I don't know how this can be remedied. That's the only bad part, you know, that I wish I had a solution for you, is I get a sense that he's intimidated by you, and that's why he acts the way he does, which really sucks. 'Cause there's no reason for him to be intimidated, but I think what I get is that you're really efficient, you know, and you really get things done quick, and it bothers him 'cause he's slower than you. So what to do about it is going to be the biggest challenge, you know, because you don't want to, like, step down your abilities, you know, and your capacities. And is there somebody above him or not? Or is he the owner of the company?
There is, and I might go ahead and interject this into it. I just probably about a week ago got written up. I've been put into, like, what they call a performance improvement plan. Basically, it's just a formal way of you know, trying to get rid of somebody.
So. That's right. Okay. Okay. And was it true that they did that? Because I don't see that you're that kind of guy.
I'm not.
I didn't think so.
That's the problem. It's a little job, okay?
It was like, well, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, obviously they did this without any reason. You know, just like you said, you know, it's because the manager's having a problem managing you, and that's his job, that he's trying to get rid of you.
Yeah.
So here's the things that you can do. There's two options here that you have. One is to, you know, stay there. The other one is to find yourself another job as soon as possible and get the heck out of Dodge before they're able to, like, X you out, you know.
Right.
And there are other companies that you can go to, you know, in terms of the work that you do. And they are, I don't know if they're right there in that area, but I know in the Atlanta area, there's quite a few companies that do what this company does and that you would fit much better.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of like you got a warn. At least they're giving you a warning. And like you said, you know, they may say, oh, you know, after that, they may say, well, you're not qualified or whatever, and goodbye. But before that happens, it's better to prevent than to remedy, right?
Right.
Is to actually put your best hand forward and get some headhunters, you know, and send them your resume and send them all your information. And, you know, because I do see that there's like three or four other companies like this that are looking for somebody like you. Out of the three or four, there's two of them, actually.
Yeah.
So being there is going to be a challenge, unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah, it is. These other companies, you said they're here in Atlanta?
Yeah, I see four companies. There's a total of about five companies that do what your company does that are in the same vertical market. I would just say that. And I see that out of those four, there's two that are actually searching, you know, with headhunters for people like you.
Okay. All right.
So.
Well, I'll explore that a little further and see where it goes then.
Definitely, Randy. You know, and if
okay.
you need further details, you can always go to my website, book a 15-minute session, and we'll get more in-depth about all this.
Yeah, that sounds like that might be a good idea. I appreciate
okay.
it.
You got it. All right. Have a great
thank
day,
you.
Randy.
Yeah, right, thank you.
Care.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. And Sonic, why don't you tell the folks how people can reach you for private sessions?
Okay. Well, you can go to sonicnova.net, and there you actually have two options. I have it turned off right now due to the fact that I'm on the show and I don't want to get distracted. You could actually chat with me there, or your other option, type chat with me after the show. Or your other option is to actually send me an email. You can call me, but I'm probably going to be busy with clients. So I don't mean to be rude, but I usually tell people, I'm sorry, I'm with a client and I'm going to have to call you back. So the best way to reach me, I would say, is with an inquiry via email or text on my website on the chat would be the best to see and assess if I can help you or not. If you call me and I'm busy, it's going to be a little bit touch and go for me to call you back. So usually, if people come to the website and do, and I want to offer this, that on my website, I have a click for advisor button. So for those of you that don't get a chance to talk to me here, okay, for free and get a free reading for about a few minutes, I am offering 3-minute to 5-minute free readings if you go through the click for advisor and sign up. On my website, at the very bottom, you'll find a blue and white button that you can click on. And then what you could do is set it up and send me, once you're a member, then you can send me an email and say, hey, I'd like a free reading, and I'll send you 5 free minutes that you could use on the click for advisor service. And you can then you can check me out. After that, you'll have to pay. But at least initially, people can do it that way as well, Mike. So there it is.
Okay, very good. Again, you can call into the radio show. Speak to Sonic here on the radio show, 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Let's go ahead and bring in a longtime friend of the show, California, and Mar. Welcome to the show.
Oh,
hi, Mar.
Thank you. Hi, hon. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Fine, thank you. It's great to talk to both of you. Wonderful. I'm so glad that I actually went online and saw that you were going to be on the show and that I called in because I haven't in a while. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Sure.
Well, okay, so I'm not sure if I should ask you about something I'm doing with my career right now or if I should ask you about my love life. Which one do you think?
More important to you?
Oh, they're both so important, but
okay.
What do you think is pertinent that I need to hear?
Let me tune in and see. You know, I get a sense that the relationship for you right now is more, I don't know why, I just get a sense that it's more important.
Okay. You know,
that your relationship is more important, and maybe we'll have time, you know, I don't know, if we don't are not that busy, you know,
okay.
We could do a quick, you know, business kind of thing that you've got going on here for your work. But let's take care of your relationship first, okay?
Okay. Okay, do you want me, can I ask the question?
Of course.
Okay, so this is someone I've been interested in now for over a year and a half. And
okay.
He's aware of it.
Can
he's
you tell me
it.
His name? His first name,
His
please?
First name is Scott.
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 Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I think that he's very shy.
Okay.
And what if I just don't say another word and I'll let you go ahead and say what you have to say?
Great. Okay. So let me tune in to him. Age is around late 40s, 50s. Is that right? Am I seeing that right or not?
No. He's
no.
younger than
younger?
Me.
Younger? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Younger. All right. Let's take a look and see what's going on with Scott. Let me tune into him first of all. That's really important. And then I can tell you what I see the possibilities here for you and him. Let's see. I get a sense that he is very shy. Oh my God. And not only is he very shy, but he also, what can I say about him? He has a tendency to withdraw a lot, like kind of be a hermit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He prefers definitely to be alone and a lot of alone time, and that's going to be the biggest challenge between the two of you, is that he almost reminds me of a Buddhist monk, you know. His lifestyle is very like that. It's very quiet, and, you know, he needs somebody that's really quiet, you know, and not somebody that's not too needy or too possessive. You know, he has a tendency to be that way. So I've
mm-hmm.
got to ask you if you feel comfortable with that, first of all, with how he is, because you're not going to change that.
Very much so. I'm pretty much the same way. Yeah,
great.
Very much so. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So two hermits coming together, hermit crabs. That's funny. I think in this case, you are definitely, you have to measure, okay, the way that you interact with him. So you have to have enough assertiveness and yet at the same time be very, very feminine in the way that you approach him, and also being very receptive and not always being, you know, like, he can't stand aggressive feminine women, you know, that are like men chasing after him. But he really enjoys women that are like soft, you know, a soft approach, you know. Then he feels more comfortable, and then he feels more at ease. And that would really help both of you, you know, if you have that kind of approach with him. And it's a give take, you know, and starting in terms of a friendship kind of way, you know, first. I know you're old enough that you're not going to be like a lot of the younger women, no insult to you guys, but we live in a McDonald's society in terms of food, relationships, everything has to be in a minute, and it's now, and it's gone now, you know what I mean? And you're one of those people, and he's one of those people too, that really likes to take his time. He doesn't like to rush things, you know. Including
right.
a potential love relationship, you know. He really wants to get to know the individual or the woman that's interested in him
mm-hmm.
before he moves forward. So that's what I can advise you is, you know, to start a friendship with him and allow it to unfold itself and evolve itself.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Makes a lot of sense. Okay.
Great.
Thank you. That makes a lot of sense. So I will ask a super fast career question, and
sure.
it could take you 3 seconds to answer it. I'm placing a phone call very soon on a huge project I've written. How quickly will I be in L.A.?
How quickly will you be in L.A., you said, or in the project, working the project?
No, the project's finished. How quickly from the time I place a phone call to Los Angeles will I be in L.A.?
I miss, you know, the phone is kind of crackling, so I can't hear you very. What was the last part you said? How fast will you
How
be in L.A.?
How fast will I be there? Yeah, will I be there within 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 5 weeks?
From the
Things
time that you call
place
them
the
and
phone
you complete
call.
The
yeah.
that you place the yeah. phone call? Let
right.
me see. Is it 1 week? It's going to be about a week and a half. It's going to happen very fast.
Very fast. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and I think that you were very, very on target with what you said. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Okay,
have
honey.
A great day.
Take okay. Care. Thanks, Mike. You guys have a great night.
You too.
Okay.
All right. Take care, Mar. Artie, bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Okay, let's go to our next call then. The number to call into the radio show, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And so if you're calling in, you want to speak to Sonic, press the 1 on your phone, please. And let's go to my home state of Nebraska, where I was raised, and let's bring in Diane. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much for
Hi,
taking
Diane.
My call today. Hi, I appreciate
sure.
you taking
How are you?
Time to talk with me.
Sure.
The reason
so
I'm
Diane,
calling today. Oh, go ahead. I'm
go
sorry.
Ahead. No, go
well,
ahead.
Well, I was calling because I'm in a bit of a crisis situation right now. I just got word that a house I own out in the central part of the state has apparently significant water damage. So I'm just looking for any impressions you have to guide me as I look to get all the resources and the professionals I need to get that
right.
back up
gotcha.
And running again so it's livable. Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Are there people that are living in the house right now or is
no,
it empty?
Well, it's not empty. There are furniture and my possessions there, but no one is currently residing there.
Okay. Gotcha. Whew. Let's take a look at the water damage. Is it a one-story house or is it two stories?
It's a one-story house with an unfinished, a little bit of a basement, but not really.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. There's actually what I'm seeing is that there are three areas of the house or three rooms that are very damaged by the
okay.
water. The rest of the house, I think, is going to be okay. What you have to watch out for, obviously, of course, always, is the black mold stuff that happens after the fact or the mold
right.
that grows and builds. And the problem with this house, okay, is that I do see, like, there's some wood that's rotting already prior to this. So there are some walls that need to come down and get rebuilt.
Okay.
And I don't know if you're going to be able to do that, you know, financially, if you can handle that or not. But that would take care of most of the problem in those three rooms that I'm seeing that have, you know, they have, like, wood rot, and and now it's even worse. It's compounded. And then the, I forget what you call it, the plasterboard or whatever it is, that has to be all removed and put back in. In these three main rooms. Part of the house didn't get too damaged, so you're lucky that way. You know, I see only three areas that are really severely damaged that are going to have to be, you know, rebuilt to
okay.
a certain degree. And then part of the house, it's just remedial stuff, you know. In terms of who to hire, I'd have no idea, but I think what you're going to have to do first, what I would do is get a specialist that looks at molds in people's homes. You know, they come in and they do tests and they can tell you the humidity level, all that stuff, and where the major problems are. That's what I would do first. And then what I would do is I would actually get the contractors, an honest contractor. Boy, that's a oxymoron, huh?
Yeah.
that will actually come in and do the work and not delay and give you all kinds of BS excuses and keeps, you know, draining you out of cash. So that's the other important thing that I would do is I would actually do a lot of research on that before you hire a contractor that will come in and fix it. You know, I think that's really critical.
Okay, I will do that. Do you know is there a specific name that you know of regarding the people that are specialized in finding the mold and finding out what needs to be done?
You know, I think it's like I would do a Google search that would be, you know, house, like I would put flooding, house flooding, mold issues, you know, testing, like companies that, I don't know, how would I put that? I would do companies that can test black mold in people's homes. That's how I would put it. Okay? Because that's the biggest, most important, and most dangerous is the black mold. You know, so I would put, you know, companies that could test black mold in water-damaged homes. That's another Google search that you could do.
Okay.
And it'll bring up a bunch of companies. And what you may do is just bring companies, you know, that are in your area, and maybe they can refer you to somebody where the house is, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that does make sense. Yeah. It's kind of a remote area where the house is located, but I'm sure I can find someone that will go out there.
Oh, you can. Actually, even though it's in a remote area, these individuals will come from, like, you know, if you're in Oklahoma and they're in, you know, in Nebraska, you know, somewhere, if your house is in the middle of Nebraska somewhere, you know, you'll find people that'll go to it.
Okay. All right. I had the feeling intuitively myself this was going to be a long-term thing, like it might be up to 6 months to get it fixed. Do you see it going much beyond that?
I don't think so. It will take but like I said, that I'm going to put that stipulation. It will take 6 months if you get the right contractor that doesn't rip you off and doesn't delay and do all that BS. So that's the thing that's going to be the most important. You know, the mold thing and checking that out is very important, because then you're going to have your analysis and you can tell the contractor. Sometimes these guys that do the mold stuff know a lot of really good contractors that know how to take care of this stuff. So I would ask them.
Okay, that sounds good.
And then check out their references. That's really critical. Like, whoever's going to do the reconstruction, check out all the references. You know, you want to talk to their customers. You want to look for them online, because everybody has a business online. And if people are not reputable and they don't do a good job, you know, you can go on Yelp and do a search there. You can go on Glass. There's a whole bunch of websites that are like Yelp. You know, Google Business also will do that, and they'll show you if this person is reputable or not, you know. And if they have one star, the person sucked, they ripped us off, stay away from them. If you have somebody that gets 5 stars all the time and they did an awesome job and they quoted us just right and they didn't overcharge us, those are the people you want to go with. So that's how I would do it.
Do you get any feeling at all that this could have been some problem of the water company or the county or whoever is handling the water?
Yeah, I don't, you know, I get, what I also saw, and this is something you need to take care of, is there's some kind of tree or something, some roots underneath the house that are also causing the damage and the problem. It's like there's either a tree or something that is by the house that the root system has grown in underneath the house, okay? And that actually is partially the cause of this. You know, that they get into the pipes break, that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, because that tree is looking for water, and that's why that has happened.
Okay.
So it sounded bad news. But, you know, that's what I see more than anything. I don't see that the county actually, you know, that the pipes broke because the county wasn't really responsible. It's more like, unfortunately, you know, you can't go after the county on this one. It's more like the tree is more to blame than anything, because I see a whole root system underneath the house that caused the problem.
Okay.
And you probably know what tree I'm referring to, because it's a pretty big tree.
Well, yeah, there are a couple big trees there.
Mm-hmm. And the one that's closest to the house is the one that actually the root system has gone all the way in and through. And I do see some pipes that it actually caused damage, you know, that it actually was overgrown and put pressure on the pipe and broke it. So that's what you're going to find if they can go underneath the house, you know, in the, I forget what they call it, the crawl space.
Okay.
Okay. And that's this probably helps. Why you only have damage in a certain part of the house and not the whole house, you know. It's not like there was a huge, you know, hurricane that brought a bunch of water and, you know, the whole area got flooded. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank
yeah.
you so much for your
you're
help.
You're welcome.
I appreciate this.
You got it.
Take care.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. We appreciate you. And let's go next to area code 786. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Albert. I'm calling from Florida, from Tampa, Florida.
Okay, great. How can I help you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just more concerned on what's next in my life. As far as for my love life, I don't know. It doesn't look very dim.
Okay. Obviously, you're not dating anybody right now, right? You're all alone. Is that right?
Right.
Alberta. Okay, that's what I saw.
Yes.
And that's why it feels kind of dim. But you're in a pretty big town, so no excuses for you, young lady. Sorry. You know, if you lived, like, in Podunk, Florida, and there's only 200 people in your town, and, you know, you were kind of a recluse, then I could understand it. But in your case, I think it's more, and this has always been my advice to people, you know, I hate dating websites because, and I don't ever recommend people going to those. And the reason why I say that is because it's, again, the McDonald's relationship thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I found you, and I can find 10 others like you, is the thought that most people have when they go on those websites, right? So it's not a permanent
situation. I do have this one guy. We've been off and on for, like, 2 years. But
okay.
I don't know where it's going, and I don't know.
Do you want to ask about him specifically, or do you want me to look at other potentials? Please tell me, because I can only do one or the other here. We can't do a whole,
yes,
whole reading.
Let's look at him.
Okay, I need his first name, please.
Marcus.
Marcus. Okay, Marcus. Okay, so right away, I'm going to be honest with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's very flip-floppy, and he's not going to change.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And I think you already know that, and that's why you're disappointed,
mm-hmm.
because sometimes
mm-hmm.
we think that our love is going to change someone, that my personality is going to change him, he's going to start doing the things that I'd like him to be and do, and no such go with him. He is who he
mm-hmm.
is, and you either accept how he is and deal with it. I hate to put it that way, because I know that sounds terrible, but he's kind of one of those guys, you know, that it's like, don't waste your time. I hate to say it, but I feel like Marcus for you is going to be a waste of time, and he's not going to convert himself to the relationship that you are seeking. You know, to put it very plainly, you know, he's going to be doing his on and off stuff continuously, and that's his pattern, you know. And certain women are totally happy with that because they're like him, you know, and they don't want a permanent thing, but you want a permanent thing. Is what I get.
Mm-hmm.
You really want a committed relationship, and, you know, you want to do the whole committed relationship thing, you know, and he's
mm-hmm.
not a good prospect. I got to be perfectly
okay.
honest with you that he's kind of one of those guys that is fun to hang around with, you know, fun to do things and, you know, to be a buddy, you know, in a relationship, he can't go there. Just,
okay.
plainly simple, I don't think he has the capacity to do a long-term relationship, sadly, you know, but you do, and there's so many, like, I always tell people meetup is a great place to meet people, not for relationships, but to do things that you enjoy doing, like if you enjoy going and swimming in the ocean, or you enjoy playing volleyball, or you enjoy, you know, walking on the beach, you know, or you enjoy doing meditation classes, or you enjoy doing, you know, I can give you the full gamut. Like, what do you like to do is the most important thing. What are the activities that you like to do that you enjoy, and that's how you're going to meet this guy.
Okay.
That's the best way to meet this guy. Because otherwise, you know, it's going to be hit and miss. And you're going to end up with another Marcus. And God knows you don't want to waste your time doing that. Right?
No, not at all.
So, you know, so what I see is, like, if you start doing things on Meetup, like spiritual groups, Reiki groups, if you want to meet a really spiritual guy, that's what I would do. If you want to meet a really down-to-earth guy, you know, that is solid and, you know, and that likes, you know, if you like to bike ride, he likes to bike ride. You know what I mean? And to join a bike riding club, you know, on Meetup, where you can go for bike rides with different people, and you'll get to meet all the different people, and then all of a sudden he'll show up and you'll know it. You know, you guys will know each other and talk to each other, and you'll have a great time, and it'll start as a friendship, and then it'll evolve into more. You know, and this person that I see coming into your life is not like Marcus. He's not, you know, flip-floppy at all. So that's where I would start, to be honest with you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Glad I could answer your questions. All right. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thanks for your call. All right, here. The number to call in, 347-884-8245. If you're called in, make sure you press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And let's go next to Virginia. Let's bring Bonnie on into the show.
Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Excuse me. Hi, Sonic. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right, but I have a little problem with a housemate.
Okay.
I have to rent a room in my house to make ends meet.
Okay.
Something I really don't like to do, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And I've had one or two, well, I've really only had one really, really good one. I've had one that's sort of mediocre, and I've had a lot of women that just aren't very good at all, and in fact, the one that's here now, that looked great. She looked great on paper. She looked great in person. I mean, everything about her looked really great. And then my radar went off and said, no, not great. And she just really totally, I feel, misrepresented herself. So, yeah, she only paid me about probably less than half the rent. And I've asked her to leave. So the law, unfortunately, favors the person living
it
in
does
your
actually
house.
That's
it
right.
does. I know that.
Yep.
I've had this experience before. I actually had a hoarder in here that I packed up and moved out myself.
Oh my God.
And yes, I did. It was horrible. I can't even go
it
there
sounds
with
like
you.
You've had pretty horrible experiences with roommates in this kind of scenario.
I had a nice young man. The last one was this really nice young man. He was 19 going on 30. And he always paid everything on time. He was here for a few months because working on a project, he was taking a year off from school, and then he went to France. And as much as I would have loved to have kept him, he needed to go to France.
Yeah. Of course.
That's really important for kids to go on and do other things. But I'm wondering is, first, how quick am I going to get her out? And two, how quick am I going to get somebody else in who will be better than this?
Okay,
and how do I attract something better than this?
Okay, so I'm going to make some totally different suggestions that are going to come out of that you're going to go, wow, I never thought about that. That is so cool. So I need to ask you, first of all, I feel like you're going to, unfortunately, with this woman, you are going to have to file a 3-day pay at the courthouse. Sucks, but you're going to have to do that with her, you know, to give her official 30-day notice and then go to the courthouse and do the 3 days to pay or you're out, because she does this a lot, you know, to other people. So so that's going to be your solution, and then you can call the sheriff to come in and, you know, take her stuff out and take her out, and then you can put somebody new. But I have another suggestion for you that I think you'll like much better than roommates. I don't know if that's possible for you or not, or if your house is designed that way for the room that you're renting. If it isn't, then this idea is going to go right down the toilet. But there's two companies actually that what they do is instead in people's homes, they rent their home for people for the weekend or a couple of days, and you rent it for quite a bit of money, like $100, $200, you know, per night instead of people going to a hotel in the area. And that seems to work really great for people, some people, maybe not for your house, but that's one suggestion that I wanted to give you. And if you're interested in that, let me know. If not, that goes right out the window. And then what we can do is figure out how you can create, you know, a much nicer, better situation in terms of the roommates that come in to live with you. So what is your situation? Is it a room that has a door that goes, you know, to the street, or is it just in your house where people would be bumping?
I just have a person in my house, and
okay.
I'm not in a situation where I can rent the whole house, nor would I trust that.
No. And I'm not no, you don't rent your whole house. You just rent the room. That's it. And it's only for a couple of nights.
I just rent the room. Usually not for a couple of nights. So it's not a very nice room. I'm in an old tiny house.
Terrible
neighborhood. I just need to pay bills, you know.
Gotcha. Okay, so that situation is not going to work for you, the one that I mentioned. So part of the challenge is where you live, you know, that it's attracting these people that, you know, are low-income people. I'm just going to put it plainly, you know. And one of the things that you can do to assist you in preventing the next person from ripping you off is to – I do see somebody that has, like, a military pension, you know, that's coming your way that will be able to pay on time and afford it and be a pretty good, stable person. I do see that coming into your life here in the near future. So I just wanted to let you know that once you get rid of this woman.
Well, I'll get rid of her. Don't worry about that. But
yep.
It's just such a hassle. The other thing I thought about doing, which I prefer, because I really want my house back. If I wasn't in this financial crisis, I wouldn't be doing this.
Right.
But if one of the things I thought about doing was pet sitting, you know, here in my house, so that I don't know if I'd be able to get enough.
Here's
people.
The challenge with that, though, the pet sitting. First of all, you know, do you already have clients? And because that takes a while to build a clientele.
True, it does. Well, I do have some clients, but usually I go to their houses. You know.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the challenge is most people want you to go to their house and take care of their pets there, you know, because the pets are comfortable there. So that's the other challenge I see is that most people, unless you're going to do dog walking, that sort of thing, you know, then that's a little different. But for pet sitting, most people, like, I know when I want somebody to pet sit, I want them to come to my house, you know, so that's the challenge you're going to find there.
Yeah, I've done that too. I had a diabetic cat. I pet that for probably, I don't know, 15 years, and finally the cat died. He recovered from diabetes. So he died healthy, which was weird, right?
That's awesome. No, that's great. Well, diabetes is all based on diet, so, you know, it's not based on hereditary or any of that BS, you know. So I can understand if he changed his diet, he would get better. But anyhow, to get back to your main question, you could actually do other things with the house where you don't have to have roommates, but that's going to take a little while, is what I see.
Yeah. I just hope that my other things that I'm doing pick up and take off because, you know, I just really don't want to share my house with people. I really don't.
I know. I get that. And I think that's part of the reason why you get bad roommates, you know, a lot of the time. It's because you really are putting that energy, I don't want to be with anybody here in my house, you know, so it attracts that kind of person that's going to put up with that kind of energy, you know. So you either have to change your energy, you know, and just go, great, I'll have a great roommate and I'm going to manifest somebody that's great, or – option number two is don't get another roommate and do what you're planning to do with your businesses of dog walking and pet sitting and, you know, balance out your budget that way.
Yeah, I think anything would be a little bit better than doing this for me, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a
That's
small
what I
house,
get.
You know?
That's what I get. You know, and what's the problem? Do you have a car that you could go drive to people's homes to do the pet sitting, like feed them in the morning, then in the afternoon? I would do that. I got to be honest with you. I think you're much more suited for that and have your house private for yourself. You know, and I think you could get enough cash going that you could actually surplus what you need to make your mortgage and meet the bills.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Sonic. I really appreciate
You're so
that
welcome.
Input. I don't think
you
I've
got
talked
it.
To you before. Thank you a lot.
I think you have too, Bonnie.
You think I have? I don't remember talking to you before.
You may have. You know, I had somebody else that kind of sound familiar, but maybe not. They were. Are you in New York or on the East Coast or not?
I'm in Virginia.
In Virginia, see? Close enough. Yeah, no, I don't think I talked to you before. This other person was in, I think, in Lyme, Connecticut or something like that, right?
Wow.
Where the Lyme disease started. Yeah. But
well,
anyhow,
goodness.
I hope I answered your questions. You know, I think you're better off doing the pet sitting and the dog walking, and you'll be much happier.
Thank you a
and
lot,
then get
Sonic.
Rid of this person. Yeah, you're welcome.
Definitely.
My pleasure. All right.
Definitely. I don't know where
night.
You live. I don't know where you live, but you'll see smoke coming from my house soon.
Okay. Aw, you're so sweet. Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
All right. Thanks for your call, Bonnie. And before we wrap up here, Sonic, again, tell the listeners how people can reach you, what to find at your site, and all those good things, if
okay.
you would.
So the site is sonicnova.net, Sonic, SONICNOVA.net. And there you'll find, if I'm not, like right now it says chat with us, we're online. We're actually not online. I don't know why this says we're online. But there's a chat right there, and then there's the emails that you can email right there, the info@sonicnova.net at the very top of the website. And then at the bottom of the website it has my other email. So you have all ways to get a hold of me and to check out what I do. And the website does a really good job of giving you a full description of all the services that I provide.
Okay,
so
very
fine.
Good. All right, so
all
I'll list it on the show page as well, the links and everything. Sonic, you have a great week, and we'll see you back
Thank
here
you,
next
you
Tuesday.
Too. All right. Thanks,
take
Mike.
Care.
Have a great week.
Okay.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, that's Sonic Nova to the show. And everybody stay where you're at. Redial now as our last show is coming up with Media Michelle Fletcher. And that'll be starting just in a couple minutes so everybody can redial as this show here will now end. Thank you.